Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Sorry, is this the Exotic Vet?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear that part at the start. Hey, it's Bo. How you going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm just calling on behalf of Ross.
Yep, just wanting an update.
Yeah, because obviously we brought him in again today.
Yeah, yep. He's been eating non-stop, like an absolute machine. really, really well. He's also put on 50 grams from when we discharged him the other day as well. So he's definitely eating at home, which is fantastic. He's very secretive about it. So he's like, he's in his little igloo and he drags the food in there and he goes and sort of eats it in there.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, because I don't know if you've been informed of it all.
Nursie's looking after him out the back today. So, yeah, they were saying that you guys were concerned he's not eating at home, but he's put on weight and he's eating like a horse here. So, that's
yeah,
good.
That's the thing. We thought he wasn't eating at home. Like, he became, I don't know if it's just because where he's at, he's got nothing else to do when he's at the vet. But obviously when he's at home, he's got all these hideys and stuff like that.
Mm.
Well, so I don't know.
He's put on weight, and because I weigh him as soon as he comes in, and he's put on 50 grams. So he is eating at home, so he wouldn't be putting on weight otherwise.
Yep. So does that mean that he's does that mean that he is pulling, but he's just eating his poos every time he does them?
Yep. And I've witnessed him, and Vanessa's witnessed him do it as well.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So he's definitely pooing. He's not impacted. But he eats them almost straight away.
Okay, awesome. And obviously, I guess the main thing is you guys are confident that he is okay at home.
Yeah, if he was losing weight, if his condition in himself, like he looked worse and clinically, then we would be concerned. But he's actually improving, so we're very happy with how he's going. I'll just pop you on hold for 2 seconds, bro, and I'll just check with Vanessa because I believe we've got a discharge time booked in for 4:30, but I'll just double check she's still happy to go ahead with that if you don't mind holding.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Awesome. 2 seconds.
stress.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Doctor, and yourself?
Yeah, good, good. He's doing really well. Probably the one standout that made me not too concerned was that he'd gained almost 50 grams since he went home the other day.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So if you can keep an eye on his weight every morning, that'll tell us if he's been eating or not eating on the basis of you're only weighing him in the mornings, and as time goes on, if he's maintaining or gaining weight, then you know that there's no issues with that.
Yeah, okay, perfect. I think I was also just concerned as well, as soon as he went home, it didn't look like he was drinking any water.
Yeah, but if he's offered veg as well as everything else, they usually don't drink a lot. They might come back and forth in stands to drink occasionally, but they're certainly not always at the water bowl. So... we've actually offered him a sipper here, and he's been drinking out of the sipper.
What's a sipper? Is that like...
It's just like, the nipple drinker where they go up to at the end of their mouth and they, like, rattle the ball on the end of the tube, and it drops the water into their mouth. So I'll show you that when you get here.
Oh, yeah. Is that just like your normal conventional one that most people use?
Yeah, the drinker that you put on the side of the cage instead of a bowl.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, well, I'll have a look as when I come, just in case. Sorry to bring him in again. I guess we're just a bit paranoid.
No, I'd rather that you did. He's hydrated. He's drinking. We did give him fluids this morning, but I don't think that was clinically necessary. It was purely just for the option because he was here and that we'll be sending him home, today to see how he goes. But how are you going with the nebulizer? Is he happy to sort of be fairly calm in that box while he gets the nebulizing done?
He doesn't really like it, but I'd say after about 3 or 4 minutes, he seems to settle down and start eating the hay that's in there.
Good.
Is there any way that I could do it inside of his cage, or is it best to just keep doing it via the carrier?
You could do it in a way that if he's sitting on your lap and you just have him breathe the steam in that way.
Yeah, we could try that. Yeah, I think the cage does work.
Holding him and running across.
He gets a bit scared when it first turns on. He kind of huddles up in the corner and buries his head in the hay.
Yeah. The steam will impregnate any food that's in there, okay? So the carrier should be empty, save for a few, like, veggie treats, because he's not going to eat the hay if you're putting hay in there with him while he gets the nebulizer, okay? It'll taste weird because it absorbs the taste of the nebulized antibiotic.
Okay, gotcha.
So just put a few pieces of veggies in there and nothing else while he's getting nebulized.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So we could probably feed him his dinner during his nebulizer session since we're only giving him a small amount of veggies. Would that be worthwhile?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, okay, perfect. All right, yeah, and so he's good for pickup today, is he?
Yeah, he's fine. He's being EDS at a house and home. We've taken a video, so he's... He's pretty happy. The other thing I mentioned to your partner this morning is to take all the hides out except for one overnight.
Yep.
Okay. And
overnight.
He's definitely eating his feces. He's been doing it with us just even watching him. And they will do that when their gut's been upset, which is a perfect scenario given that is exactly what happened when he was on the antibiotic. So to coprophagy is normal to help him reestablish his gut flora.
Yep.
But having said that, you still should see some feces if it's an option. I think I wouldn't be bothered at all if you don't see much at all overnight, but that's when you're going to notice it. So leaving only one hide in there with all of his normal food, take all of the other hides out, he would normally sort of sit still over that spot. Now, if he's not moving off the heat disk, then he's not warm, okay? So that's where the heat disk is definitely coming in handy for him to not let the temperature drop so severely that the pneumonia comes back.
Yes, of course.
So that you've got the heat disk there.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So that means that it is too cold for him in general. Shit. Yeah, because I had yesterday off and I ran the heater pretty much all day inside for him.
Yep.
And I think that did help, but obviously that's very, very expensive.
It's expensive to do that. Yeah, just leave the heat disk in there and make sure he's only got one hide.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then when that starts, because we put that on about 9 o'clock at night, so it stays warm throughout the night.
Yeah.
But when that starts to cool down during the early morning, he'll just, I don't know, he won't be too cold then.
Well, I don't know, unless you get up and reheat the disc, you know, there's no other option really.
Yeah, well, what I might do, I might try and see if I can put our heater on a timing cycle.
Yep.
And then maybe we can get it to automatically turn on about 3 a.m. into about 7 a.m.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan.
Just while he's on the nebulizer, I guess, and then after that, well, then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Don't expect him to eat any of the hay that you've put in there while he's being nebulized, because it'll taste bitter. So no hay or grass in the enclosure while he's being nebulized, but he can have his veggies.
Okay, sweet. Perfect. All right, yeah, well, I can do that.
Yep. Otherwise, he's going to go whenever you are.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I'll probably pick him up sometime around 4 o'clock, I reckon, if that works.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Awesome. All right, well, no worries at all, Vanessa, and thanks again,
No worries at all. We'll see you then.
I'll see you then.
Thanks, Bo. See you.
See ya, bye.
Bye.
Bye.